California officials probe utilities on wildfire safety measures, written by Henrik Nielsen, and read by an automated voice. California officials asked Southern California Edison to show humility in its approach to the January wildfires in Los Angeles and probe Pacific Gas and Electric about its safety culture after the utility's 2019 bankruptcy during an interagency briefing hosted by the California Public Utilities Commission on August 19. SCE, PG&E, Bear Valley Electric Service, San Diego Gas and Electric, Pacific Power and Liberty Utilities briefed California officials on their wildfire safety procedures and mitigation work. SCE independent board member Tim Atul opened the company's presentation by discussing the deadly LA fires that ravaged the city in January. He called them an awful catastrophe, stating that SCE is focused on supporting impacted communities. Nonetheless, we remain very proud and confident in the progress we've made in all the areas we're going to review with you today, Atul added. And I wouldn't want that pride and that confidence to be misunderstood or mischaracterized as insensitive or that carries some denial of reality. Atul noted also that the cause of the fire is unknown, adding, what we do have knowledge of, and are confident in, is that our unmatched hardening of our grid and the other mitigation measures we've implemented have created ever greater protection for our communities and our customers. Among the steps SCE has taken are installing more than 6,610 miles of covered conductor and over 1,870 weather stations, 48 miles of undergrounding since 2021, and increased inspections in high fire risk areas, according to SCE's presentation. Caroline Thomas Jacobs, director of the Office of Energy Infrastructure Safety at the California Natural Resources Agency, acknowledged the cause of the LA fires is still unknown but sought more humility from SCE. Addressing Atul, Thomas Jacobs said, "Your tone sounded defensive and justifying the progress that's made as opposed to acknowledging the humility of what an event like the January fires I would think would bring to the board." Thomas Jacobs added that hopefully all of us are learning lessons from the January fires, including our organization, on how we look at the wildfire mitigation plans. We need to bring a humility to those events and a level of curiosity and openness to create the opportunity for us to all move forward and learn from it. Atul responded he is proud of his team but also wanted to acknowledge the pain the fires have caused. I just feel like I didn't articulate it well enough, but I certainly believe that what you said is the appropriate sentiment, Atul said. Of the LA fires, the Eaton Fire and the Palisades Fire were the two most destructive. The LA County Fire Department and the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection are still investigating the cause of the Eaton Fire, but videos of the fire's early stages suggest a possible link to SCE's equipment, SCE representative said in February. On July 23, SCE announced a new wildfire recovery compensation program for victims of the Eaton Fire. The program is expected to operate through 2026, a company press release said. Totally different place. Also participating in the August 19 meeting were representatives from PG&E similar to SCE. The company has focused on undergrounding, installing more weather stations and cameras, and other grid hardening efforts to mitigate wildfire risk. The company received blame for a series of California wildfires starting in 2015. The fires included the 2018 Camp Fire, which leveled the town of Paradise, killed 84 people and drove PG&E to file for bankruptcy reorganization in January 2019. Cheryl Campbell, chair of PG&E's Board of Directors and Safety and Nuclear Oversight Committee, said the company is in a totally different place compared with 2019. Campbell noted that with the hiring of Patty Poppe as chief executive officer in 2021, PG&E has made tremendous progress. She highlighted reductions in workforce fatalities and improvements in public safety power shutoffs. PG&E has also reduced the unit cost for undergrounding. In 2019, the unit cost exceeded $4 million/mile. The average unit cost between 2023 and 2024 was $3.1 million, according to the utility's presentation. Sameet Singh, Executive Vice President of Operations and Chief Operating Officer at PG&E, said the company sees opportunities to further reduce undergrounding costs by, for example, improving construction methods and entering cost-effective contracts with third parties. There are also regulatory efforts to improve undergrounding, Singh noted. We absolutely see opportunities to continue to improve upon the $3.1 million a mile that we're currently averaging on the underground side, and our intent is to get to that glide path of $2.60 or below over the next several years, Singh said.